So you're not just a big fan of the Super Suckers. You're friends with the Super Suckers.
Yeah, man. They're a friendly band. Pretty cool guys. We got to know them over the years just by seeing them so many times. And if you became a member of their fan club, you could get in free to their gigs. So that was always a good thing. But, you know, about 14 years ago, they even came and played our record store at the grand opening. And I couldn't be more proud.
So you became friends before the grand opening.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why they did our store is because they knew us and they knew we were nuts about them.
I see you've got their, what a lot of people say is universally their best album on the turntable right now.
Well, it's all opinion, of course. But,
of course.
I love tons of their records. But yeah, La Mano Cornuda is one of my all-time favorites. I think mostly because the first time I ever saw the Super Suckers, they were on that tour. And that's the first album I ever bought by them. You know, La Mano Cornuda stands for Flying Hornhands.
So we're listening to the opening track right now. What's the name of this song?
Yeah, the first song on this album is Creepy Jackalope Eye, man. And if you know what a jackalope is, it's a kind of a fictional thing. They got lots of really great songs on this record, man. There's Gold Top and On the Couch. And there's a reason why this album is everybody's favorite. Because they were still young and mean. It's just a killer record.
Before we start recording, you were talking about how they were originally from Arizona and moved up to Seattle to be part of that scene up there. But they were never really grunge, but they were never really punk either. They were never really a lot of different things. They seemed to embody all of those things, but were never one of them.
Yeah, you know, they're like any kind of American melting pot band. You know, they're a little bit of everything, but if anything, they're high-octane rock and roll. They take their main inspiration, I think, from like bands like Ramones and Motorhead, and, you know, some of those things get lumped into certain categories, but as we all know, critics really don't know what they're talking about most of the time.
So I'm at North Street Records in Uptown Normal. Jeff Wilson is behind the counter playing the Super Suckers album.
Coming to town August 10th at the Castle Theater.
Why don't you take us to another track on this album?
Well, you know, one of the first videos I ever saw was for the Gold Top. And Gold Top is a Les Paul, and it's a favorite guitar of the Super Suckers because it's, you know, the great American rock and roll guitar. So let's play Gold Top.
So you've been a fan for a long, long time, and you said they played the store 14 years ago for the grand opening. What for you makes the Super Suckers so special?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, it's like they're real rock and roll. They don't pretend. You know, it's like they've got a thing. Even when they play live, they don't really have an encore. They just stand there and play a few more songs for you because encores take too much time. You know, so it's a patented Super Suckers fake encore. You know, everything about them is great. Their lyrics, their rock and roll. They're just one of those bands that everybody should know about, but don't.
I remember seeing the Super Suckers somewhere in the mid-90s when they opened for the Toadies and for what was then White Zombie. You hadn't gone to Rob Zombie then. What were some of your favorite shows that recollect?
Well, you know, the first time I ever saw them was in 94, and it was with the New Bomb Turks. And New Bomb Turks are one of those great legendary bands from Ohio, so that was a great double bill. But, you know, the time I saw them at the Double Door with a band called Tenderloin, that was really a great show, and they were super high octane that night. I think they had a lot of friends in the crowd. I'm not sure why that show was so special, but I do know that the drummer played it nude that night. I guess he lost a bet in poker. It was a crazy night.
La Mano Cornuda is the name of the album from the Super Suckers we're listening to from, what, 1994?
Yeah. You know, and the cool thing about the CD, too, is back in the day of CD jukeboxes, if you were in the know, press track 14 and it plays the entire album on one track.
Well, you were saying how they embody so many different sounds, basically American rock and roll. But they did a switch for a while. They ventured into more country music.
Yeah, you know, I heard that Sub Pop wanted to make a new record but didn't quite give them enough money, so they decided to make a country record. And the record's called Must Have Been High. And, man, I think it's one of the best country albums I've ever heard.
Do you have it here in the shop?
We have it here. You know, it's one of those records I can't believe they even made it. You know, it's such a great record. I can't believe a rock and roll band turned out such a true country record. Yeah, let me put this thing on, man. There's a harmonica at the very beginning of it, and I remember a friend's dog would always howl as soon as we played this album. But this was one of our favorites for a long time. We played it every day.
So dogs all over the Twin Cities are howling as we speak right now.
They love the Super Suckers, too.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton at North Street Records in Uptown Normal. We're listening to the Super Suckers getting ready for the show at the Castle Theater. How about another song or two from La Mano Cornuda?
Yeah, well, let's play the one called How to Maximize Your Kill Count. You know, they write songs about serious subjects, too, and this one's about, you know, shootings in school and things like that. But, of course, it's tongue-in-cheek for the Super Suckers.
So the Super Suckers have been around for a number of decades now. Did you think they would last this long?
No, I thought that after their 20th anniversary tour, I thought they were going to call it done. But
is there anything different about the band now than, say, 25 years ago?
Well, you know, they've had a few lineup changes and things like that, but now they still sound great. You can't beat it, man. If you want to go see a really true, great American rock and roll band, this is the band to go see. You got to give on the three if you want to be best and best of Messiah.
God!